I'm with Jeremy. Jeremy, can you tell me a galatine? I'm a little bit confused because I thought galatine was, well, when I did it, it was a leg that had been deboned, and then we stuffed that leg with lots of lovely things and then cooked it. But you've got a galatine of lamb here, which is clearly quite different from what I originally learnt when I was at catering college.
So, not wanting to correct you, but ballantine is a stuffed leg. Galantine is a stuffed whole. So the traditional, this really comes traditional from chauffoir, which is hot and cold buffet work. The stuff you have in aspic and jelly and goes on a buffet, looks all fancy. So basically you take a whole chicken or a bird of some kind, bone it out. So you take all the bone out from the middle and it's like, it looks like a big, it's like something that's been squashed and have the bones removed, basically. And then you can take the breasts or the meat and stuff, and then you can stuff it all back in there, and then you tie it into a cylinder. And then you could either roast it, or modern cooking techniques means you'd back it and water bath it. So that's what a galantine is. And then traditionally, you would then cover it in a white sauce, put some use some vegetables and stuff to make a garnish, then coat it in aspic. What's happened over the years is galantine has been used as a term, as in a shape. So it's something that has a skin and is stuffed. So prime example is we do a galantine of sole, which is we take the sole skin, we bat it out, so it's like a big rectangle. Then we put a crab and sole mousse down the middle, wrap it up in a cylinder, and then we cook it in the oven until it's just cooked, and then we slice it and serve it like a, it looks almost like an Arctic roll is probably the easiest way to describe what it would look like. And that's what we've sort of, it's a bit of a plagiarism. It's like we have a lamb galantine on at the moment, where we've taken lamb shank, slow cooked them and braised them, and then we've wrapped them in parma ham. So the parma ham is the skin and the galantine and the lamb farce is the stuffing, so hence it's a galantine. So if you see galantine on a quite a classic menu, it would be something traditional. But you can also see a galantine on a modern menu, which will maybe just something that's in a cylinder kind of shape. It's sort of, we use it, also use it instead of a tureen. So a tureen is normally the brick-shaped rectangle, whereas a galantine would be a cylinder. It just gives it a little bit more defined definition on the plate.
And so what have we got here? What's this that we have in front of us?
So this is the lamb galantine, as you can see. So you've got the parma ham around the outside, or we sometimes use smoky bacon. We've braised the lamb shanks, we've sealed them, add some vegetables, some stock, and we've cooked them for 8 hours really slowly in an oven. And then we've flaked the meat, and then we've made a lamb mousse, and we've bound the cooked meat in the mousse, and then we recook it again in the sous vide in a vac pack, so it keeps this beautiful round shape. And then to finish it, we just serve it by pan frying it, and we serve it with a little water bath slow cooked lamb rump.
Do you know, I mean, that sounds like quite a lot of work to do. I mean, for somebody, you know, for myself, who I doubt very much whether I would try and recreate that at home, is that one of the sort of things where galantine would be what you would expect to eat in a restaurant because of the amount of work that goes in?
Yeah, to that degree. But I think you can still try galantine at home sort of in a variation. So you could get some fish, put it between cling film, bat it out. Most people have food processors in their houses now. So basically you just take some flesh, an egg, some cream, some seasoning, some lemon juice. You blitz it all together so you make a mousse. You can pass it or not pass it. It really depends how fine you want it to be.
Pass it, explain what is passing it.
So you have what's called a drum sieve, so it's a big cylinder. A bit, you know, when you used to sift soil, you see people sifting grain, it's something like that, and then you use a spatula and you force the meat through. So basically you leave any sinew or strain behind, and you just have the pure meat coming through.
That gives a really smooth finish to what you're eating.
Yeah, it gives you a really smooth mousse, but sometimes you don't have to do that, because you can have a coarser texture. If you're doing a meat one, let's say, it just gives you more texture in your mouth when you're eating it.
And so, and you would put that together at home. So that's quite something quite simple that you could do at home. So we're going to pan fry this, and then how would you serve that?
Yeah, so we basically pan fry the galantine, and so it goes in the water bath to get up to temperature. Then we pan fry the galantine to give a nice little crisp crust on it, and then we have a slow cooked piece of rump which sits on top, and then that's served with some spring vegetables, and we do a little broad bean emulsion. I know we used the word emulsion before.
Emulsion being a sauce.
Yeah, well. Of sorts. So basically, we make a broad bean juice from a juicer, and then we thicken it with xanthana, which is a natural based agent from soy, which thickens things at room temperature. So basically, we can get the flavour we want of fresh broad beans, and then it has the consistency of a sauce.
That's fantastic. Right. Well, it's quite almost. I would describe this as almost a marbled effect. It's almost like a piece of marble with the meat almost suspended in a circle of this sort of What's
That's the mousse.
That's the mousse.
From the lamb fillets.
From the lamb fillets. And does gelatin hold that all that together? Is that what what's holding it?
So it's protein that holds it together, because obviously you've made the puree. There's protein in the puree. When you cook protein, it sets. So that's what holds it together. There's a little bit of egg yolk, but that gives it more of a velvety, rich consistency. But that's it, really. There's onions, garlic, lemon, thyme in there, very finely chopped. We sweat that down, and then we let it go cold, and we mix it into the mousse. So really, you're just trying to put as much flavour in. I always find that if you're doing something, you want it to taste as good or better than it actually is. So if it's lamb, you want it to taste lamb and some. You know, if it's chicken, you want to taste chicken and some. Whether it's something you add to it to give it more dimension, or whether you just intensify the chicken, you know, and that's what cooking's about. It's about trying to get the best out of the ingredients, but you've got to have the ingredients to begin with.
Fantastic. Thank you.
You're welcome.